Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Brian. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote today. We're talking today about you. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. The American psychological thriller television series, developed by Greg Berlanti and Sarah Gamble, is the second season of the series and the first of two parts of the series. Joe moves to Los Angeles and follows him when he falls in love with local heiress Love Quinn. The perspective of the protagonists of the series responds to the comments of an audience that focuses heavily on the respective themes. The first season, which hit theaters in 2018, stars David Duchovny as the main character and Amber Childers as Love Quinn. In the second season of season 2, MBYR Childers was upgraded to a series regular, joining the newly cast members James McAvoy, Amanda Seyfried, Jodie Foster, Chris O'Dowd, Michael Cera, John Krasinski and Chris Parnell. I think it's a really smart way to discuss this romanticized trope, the man Penn plays. Obviously, that's the kind of thing that affects everyone, and that's what the show is focused on, but I think this is a show that focuses on that. Speaking at the INTV conference, he said, "We sold the script to Showtime and after reading it, it's too early to say if we can take it elsewhere." After being rejected by the station, the show was later switched to Lifetime, which wanted to make it, and after filming it, they want us to make it. And we can sit on it as long as we want. After the considerable success the show's achieved after being made available for streaming on the Lifetime platform, Penn Badgley wrote, "There is no question that Lifetime was the gateway to this show." As for the possibility of Netflix taking over the show, Gamble pointed out that there would be changes in the following season. In an interview with the New Musical Express, Gamble stressed that exploring Joe's ancestry and future storylines will require a deeper understanding of the underlying problems that shape his warped worldview. He later added, "We're interested in exploring the character, but there are some things he does that are not right, that are deeply problematic, so what interests me is when we live together, we say, what do we do differently, and we think we can explore that while keeping a clinical and cold eye on the whole show. So if you think you're doing something wrong, you have to do whatever your job is, but if you're living with others, you say, I think I'm doing something wrong." In a household where someone is immune to disruption, alternative forms of protest such as cars and caravans are being considered, although Pierre, who is African-American, says demonstrations are necessary, even in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic. He says he agrees with many public health experts, including the World Health Organization. "Our daily roundup brings you tips and tools to stay informed and protected. More than 421,000 people died and 3.5 million recovered, according to the World Health Organization. Confirmed cases of coronavirus have exceeded 7.5 million and the number of confirmed cases in Africa has reached 200,000. The global stock market has fallen to its lowest level in more than 2 years, but Australia is allowing gatherings of up to 10,500 people, down from the previous record of 5,300 in March. We know that a person with COVID-19 is not contagious until they show symptoms, but recent research suggests that some people may actually be able to pass the virus to others as soon as they start to show symptoms 2 weeks after the onset of the symptoms. In pandemics, we have seen that coronavirus infections can be transmitted from people without symptoms to others. This strengthens our belief that we can help reduce the risk that someone who is infected but does not yet have symptoms can unknowingly infect others. Keep windows open, ventilation so that infected droplets, which can be emitted when speaking or breathing, do not linger in the air. It's also a good idea to wear a mask when you or others are around you, even when you're feeling good," McIntyre says, as research suggests people are most contagious when they start showing symptoms. "If you live in an area with an underlying disease such as heart attack or stroke, try to get out, but remember to wear the mask." He advises using household disinfectants on surfaces that are frequently touched, such as beds, sheets, clothes and furniture. According to Rubin, you can use so-called procrastination by placing obstacles between temptations to create a certain amount of frustration and fear. There are ways to combat this, and one of them is to divide the tasks you want to avoid into bite-sized chunks. When you have given up a task, consider the next action as a mere possibility, even if you would not take it. Do it even though I'm not in the mood to do it, but that's the method I would take. This was You, by Backquote, and this was episode number 68. My name is Brian Baker, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.